This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's hump day. I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona.
And I am Robin Donahue from Austin, Texas. You are listening to The Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 8th, episode 1015. Good morning, Horse World.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all. The day you either distinguish yourself or fade into the crowd.
Hang on, we're hitching a ride.
Daddy, I want another pony.
I put 40 hours in this weekend, man, it's only Wednesday. I've been cutting this damn heat all day long, there's got to be another way. So I pick up my guitar and I ride a song. Everybody hears and they sing along. Hey, hey.
Yes, good morning, everybody. And if you guys are noticing, you did not hear Glenn's voice because it's Girl Power Day here on Horses Woo-hoo! In the Morning. And I am hanging out with Jennifer, our producer, and Robin Donahue, again from Austin, Texas. Robin, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
What made you decide that you wanted to be a part of this with me?
Well, I gave Glenn a turn. Jamie gets a turn too.
I want to know at the end of this if you appreciated working with Glenn or me more. So, preliminary judgments, what do you think?
About equal for now.
For now. So far so good. Okay. Just remember, Robin, he's not here. So when I ask you that question next time, I want a different answer. Just kidding.
But I know he listens to the show, unlike you.
That's true. I don't listen. You can say whatever you want. Never would know. Ah, geez. Well, we have got a fun... Exactly.
I still have that previous band hanging over my head.
Yeah. Like I told you, he can't ban you because I'm still the other half. And, of course, you know, Robin was banned initially for making a sound effect that sounded, let's see, a little something like... Jennifer, do you have it? Oh, here it is. I got it.
My little pony.
We might just play that every 5 seconds. We might just make that the whole show. We'll just keep playing that over and over again. Glenn will be so surprised. Just kidding, you guys. Well, hey, speaking of the show, we have a great one. And, Jennifer, why don't you tell us what's coming up?
On today's Whirlwind Wednesday edition, and I can't wait till it's done, we've got the winner of the World Percheron Congress Celebrity Driving Competition. That would be Wendy Ying, and she's going to stop by to do some minor gloating about her major win last night. Next up, Dr. Tanya Cubitt is here to help us solve our hard keeper issues. And in keeping with the answering questions theme, the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge makes an appearance on the red carpet. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
And then, there we go.
Well, my daily whinny today goes out to my husband. I was remiss in mentioning that when I refinished the vis-a-vis carriage that I have, big old wedding carriage, he helped quite a bit in that. He painted it for me, and he redid the lights, and he replaced the brakes, and he fixed all the brakes. So he did quite a bit of work on it, and I forgot to mention that the last time I was on this show, so I wanted to make sure that he knows how much I appreciate him for doing that. Thank you, dear.
Aw, see, husbands like it when you give them the daily whinny. Jennifer? So I hosted the Jumping Radio Show on Monday with Emily, and we don't do daily whinnies on that show, so my daily whinny is a little bit behind. But I just had to. The retired racehorse thoroughbred pro contest, it was called America's Most Wanted Thoroughbred Contest, ended on Sunday, and I didn't get to tell you guys who the winner was, but all of those horses and all of those different disciplines, and guess who won? Yes, Ichabod Crane and Philip Dutton. They were the winners, and this is just Philip Dutton right here, and he's just got ice in his veins, okay? All day long, he's watching these horses go and show off all of their stuff, and he says, we were getting a bit desperate because we watched others go, and it was all really impressive, so we had to pull out all the stops. He hadn't decided how he was going to show off Ichabod Crane until he got out there, and he has a combination of verticals, and he decided he would show off Ichabod's adjustability, and so there's two vertical jumps standing in a distance from each other, and he goes in and he puts four strides, comes back around, puts five strides, comes back around, puts six strides, seven strides, and then eight strides in between the jumps repeatedly, and then goes around after getting eight tiny little canter strides in there, goes around and puts four in. Like, for those who don't jump, this is an incredibly difficult thing. I mean, usually you can try to get one way or another. That's insane, though, right?
Yeah, jeez. I mean, you can extend or shorten by one stride usually, but doubling the strides, that's amazing.
That is incredible. When I read that, I'm just getting goosebumps now again. Oh, my gosh. Philip says he's very adjustable and such a sensible horse. The last time he was here at Pimlico was when he ran in the Preakness. So I was just so curious, and I really want to go someday to see how all of these horses handle being back on the track. Because I know that my dear friend Jet, when he is near Galway Downs or Coconino, which both you do dressage either on the track or next to the track, when he was first there, he lost it. You know, so I can't imagine, hey, I'm going to show off how adjustable and calm my horse is on the track that he just raced his last race at. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Maybe it's because of Jet's history and the illegal racing and everything that he was exposed to versus legal racing.
Yeah, maybe. I still think that it's got to be tough getting him out on that track, no matter what. But you're right. I mean, he did have quite the history, and he is clearly a lot better now. But anyway, so congratulations to Philip and to Ichabod Crane. Wow, what an amazing thing that they did. Just so cool. So cool to be able to do that. I want to just be able to do that on a horse I've been riding for 10 years, much less a horse that just came off the track.
No kidding.
And what's really sucked, and this is, I mean, it's great, but there was like a $10,000 prize, right? Well, Ichabod's Crane's owners, the Motions, $10,000 is like what they sneeze into when they blow their nose, right? I mean, burn that money. And then, you know, Philip's doing all right, but there were so many, like the Young Pony Club, where I was kind of pulling for her, because $10,000 to a teenager, imagine being 17 years old and somebody hands you a check for $10,000. Now, granted, right now that would be a ton of money, but as a teenager, that's like $1 billion. Here's $1 billion for you, young teen.
Yeah, I would imagine that she'd probably go buy a new saddle, new bridle, new show clothes.
Yeah, that's not at all. So go back to the horse. Yeah, blow it in 5 minutes at the tax store, which we can all be very good at. So tell me, you guys, we got some news that's slowly breaking right now, and we're trying to confirm it, but so far the two confirmations of this horrible news story, this is what's been bugging me all morning, so you guys are going to get a little taste of my emotion and frustration, is There is a unconfirmed news story that Cigar, our dear friend out of the Kentucky Horse Park, the horse of the 90s, I mean, just they don't get any more amazing than Cigar. There's a news story that he passed away out of the Kentucky Horse Park sometime last night. So we're trying to confirm that. So far, the confirmations are Wikipedia and Facebook, you know, but I don't know who would put out a story like that that wasn't true. So you know, who's going to mess around with people like that? So it's been posted around considerably. And this is the horse that, you know, when I first met Glenn and Jennifer, we were out at the Kentucky Horse Park doing a photo shoot. You can see those pictures on our Facebook page there with the donkey and all that. Anyway, so when I used to have really nice hair. That's when these pictures were taken. And yeah, when I used to actually get like real haircuts from real people and not super cuts. So anyway, these pictures are out there and we're doing this photo shoot and we're walking around the horse park and oh my God, there he is. This guy is a leading. I'm like, that's Cigar. And Glenn is like, oh my God. And Jennifer's like, oh my God, it's Cigar. And so I walk up to the guy handling Cigar like I'm some celebrity because I've got Samantha following me around with a dang camera. You know, like we're celebrities doing a photo shoot out here when really we just met each other and we're going to start a blog show, you know, like a blog talk radio podcast. But he didn't know that. He doesn't know that.
He didn't
know
that.
Nobody.
He might as well take advantage of it.
Right? So I walk up to the guy that's handling Cigar and I was like, excuse me. We're doing a photo shoot. Is it okay if we include Cigar in some of the photos? And he was like, oh, please. You know, like, you're somebody important. Let me bring him out. So he brought Cigar out and held him there. And I, of course, totally forget there's the camera. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's so pretty. And I start patting his neck. And, you know, of course, he's trying to bite me, as all those big stallions do, you know. Oh, it was so cool. And then he told us all about how I said, so is there any time that you guys, like, tried to rebreed him? Because, you know, Cigar retired, and he was sold the stud for, like, millions and millions of dollars, and then turns out he's infertile, and he is unable to produce. And he goes, the insurance people come out every year and retest him, just in case he's got some swimmers, but never had any swimmers. This is the horse that when I moved to Lexington when I was 18 years old, this is the horse that was running and was like my racing inspiration. You know, I would exercise horses at the track, Robin, and I would be, you know, mm-hmm. I'd be galloping around going, and here comes Cigar down the, you know, and I'm on like a 14 hand, you know, yearling. But I always imagined I was on Cigar. So if this news story is true, I'm going to be very sad. But it's being confirmed in a couple different places. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted. To change things a little bit here, let's get to a happier thing. And we only are allowing girls on the radio show today. And so when something happened yesterday and I thought it was important that we only talk to Wendy. Wendy Ying is – Wendy, let's bring her on. Good morning, Wendy.
Wendy?
Hear me? Good morning.
Yeah,
there you are.
Now.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I must say congratulations, but I'm going to let Robin, our listener, is filling in for Glenn because Glenn is with you, and I don't want to talk to him because it's a girl day.
Okay.
And I don't want to talk to losers is really what it is. I only talk to winners, and winners is you, girl. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was really, really a fun time. Glenn and I are here at the in Massachusetts at the World Percheron Congress. And they invited us to do this celebrity drive-off with Dr. Pohl and his family and the host from the Gentle Giants. And they actually put us up on one of these huge hitch wagons, and we drove Percheron pairs through cones in a race.
Yeah, at the same time. You guys were going head-to-head at the same time. So
in a teeny tiny arena. We both started at the same finish line, and we had to trot as fast as we could up to the end. And when you came to the end, there were two cones, facing each other, and you had to play chicken, and whoever got there first could turn, and then you had to run to the end, back down to the end.
Well, while leaving, so they had the balls, the tennis balls, set up on top of regular traffic cones, and if you touch the cones with the wheels, then the ball would fall off.
Yeah,
and
if the ball would fall off, then
they would deduct, they would give you penalty points for that, and you and Glenn left them all up. That was awesome. Those carriages are so huge. How tall up off the ground were you?
I would say, I mean, it's got to be like 7 feet tall. Because when I was standing there, it was definitely, I'm like 5 foot tall. And, I mean, it must have at least been 7 feet because you really have to climb up there. It's like being on a stagecoach.
Wow.
And they're really long. The wheelbase is very different from combined driving, let me tell you. And it's those drag horses are so powerful.
Powerful, but probably for you, they felt a little slow.
Well, they were a little slow, but the wagon was so huge. It's like, I was sure I was going to take out all those cones.
No, you did awesome. And you, man, you were first. I was impressed that they made you guys go first, and so you didn't get to watch anybody else do it, and you just went in there, and, man, I was watching on the streaming that they had, and I didn't even get to see Glenn because you left him so much in the dust because the camera was following you.
I have to admit, I think I cheated a little bit because I know how horses are, you know, especially driving horses. They listen to the person driving them. So I told the driver with me, Kyle, I said, hey, you tell him to go and I'll just steer. So because they're not going to know my voice. So I think that's why I had an advantage.
That's okay.
I admit it.
If you got it, use it.
Yeah. And it's funny because the reason that Glenn and I went first is because you guys all know Glenn and I have ADD. You know, so we're here at the show, and there's so much to look at and people to talk to and blah, blah, blah. But I guess organizing celebrities is like herding cats because it takes them forever to get us just, like, organized at that area. And luckily, Glenn and I were standing near the front, so they put us on first as the guinea pigs.
Well, I was going to ask, too, because obviously I'm really proud of you and Glenn. That's really hard. And to drive two like that for Glenn, that's a big challenge. He drives a pony. And I started thinking, like, the difference in what you're looking at versus a tiny pony, My Little Pony, and then these giant Percherons. How incredibly difficult. I would have been terrified to do it.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, you know, some of these people had never driven before. And if you've never driven at all before, that is like a huge, I mean, I have driven a stagecoach once in my life, and I've been on top of road coaches before, but the first couple times I was up on a vehicle that big, it's really intimidating and scary, and then to think that you're in charge of these two horses and this giant wagon and somebody else's, like, all their expensive stuff, and you have to drive around in cones. You don't want to crash it up. I mean, there's a lot of pressure like that, too. So it's very – I thought it was really difficult for people that didn't drive.
Well, and I'm looking at the list of celebrities that was on, and I'm not sure if they were all there. But, you know, it's like you and Glenn, host of the Driving Radio Show, Pam and Katie are host of RFD TV's Gentle Giants, and then Victoria Jackson. Was she there?
No, she wasn't there. And Miss Massachusetts wasn't there. Glenn was super upset about that.
I was going to say, I didn't hear anything about Miss Massachusetts or Victoria Jackson, who was one of my favorite times of Saturday Night Live. I was bummed.
I know.
But Dr. Pohl and his son Charles Pohl were there.
Yeah.
And Dr. Pohl, of course, is on the star of Nat Geo's Wild, number one, The Incredible Dr. Pohl. What was he like? How was he? And how was he at driving?
Oh, well, first of all, I have been dying to meet Dr. Pohl, and they set up our booth, and we get there, and the sign says, you know, Horse Radio Network, and then the next, right next to our booth, like almost in the same booth, it says the incredible Dr. Paul, and I was waited and waited, and he actually set up there today doing a book signing, but he got there right before the drive, and I was so excited to see him, and he's a wonderful guy. He's just like on the show, and you know, I was really excited to see him because I love how the show shows how what we see as veterinarians every day when you're in a practice like that, you know, a multi, you know, all animals. He does cows, he does pigs, he does llamas, you know, so it was great to see him.
So you did get to meet him then and see him and then talk to him?
Oh, yeah, he probably didn't like this, but of course I saw him, and I was like, Dr. Paul, and I ran up screaming and hugged him.
Oh.
Like, who are you? So I, you know, won him over after a while, but he was probably intimidated the first 5 minutes.
Some pretty girl just attacked me? I don't think he was intimidated, okay? I think he was okay with that.
But it was
somebody
fun, and
standing
he's
behind
great.
You. It's okay, she's a celebrity.
Yeah, she's a celebrity.
I had my name tag on. And so he and his son Charles drove great, and his wife also drove. So it was fun seeing that. And it was fun having the camera crews around, too. Like, they were, you know, you didn't realize it, but every once in a while you'd see that there's this entourage following him, filming the show while we were there. So I can't wait to see the show and see if we can see Glenn and I in the background.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, maybe since they were set up next to you, and there's some pictures on the Driving Radio Show Facebook page, that the cameras are right there, so maybe they're going to get a little bit of the Horse Radio Network in on the show, and people are going to go, oh, what is that? And we're going to get tons of listeners from it. I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
I hope so. I hope so.
And if you don't, then you can just blame Glenn that he didn't T-bone him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was
right.
You were supposed to T-bone him.
Wendy, tell Jamie how expensive those carriages are.
Oh, yeah. That was really interesting because I didn't think there was any sport more expensive than, you know, combined driving with a four-in hand. But I was wrong because these Percherons, this draft showing is so expensive. The carriages, the wagons that they show in are like $35,000 for the wagon. The harness, like we were doing pairs, but most of these people do pairs, four in hand, six up, eight up. The eight ups, a harness like that could cost like $90,000.
Oh, my God.
And then this was...
And they don't win money?
No, and this was the scariest part. Some of these people show up with like 14 Percherons for this show, right? So how do you even get them there? So most of them have, like, these tractor trailers. And they don't just come with one tractor trailer. They come with five tractor trailers to the show. Plus an RV for their, like, 20 people that they have helping them. And these horses eat, like, one bale of hay a day when they're on the road. So the people with, like, some of the people we talked to, they said, oh, yeah, we have a horse trailer filled with 60 bales. Well, if you have 15 horses, that's only going to last you 4 days at the show, and it's like a week-long show. You're going to need a whole other trailer of hay.
Holy smokes. I never thought of that. And then you've got a $90,000 harness. You've got four tractor trailers. I didn't even think about getting the horses and the harnesses to the show. And then what does one of these Percherons go for?
I don't know, but I think they're very pricey because the show ones, I think, are quite expensive. But I have no idea what the price is, but I would say, you know, I'm not even going to guess because I have no idea about the one I bought.
Okay, so
no, I'm not
going
to tell
them
about the one you bought.
Wait. I'm going to go check my account. I'll be right back.
I'm going to check your bank account. No, he didn't buy one.
What happens, Wendy, at the horse shows I go to is you go to the porta potty and you go inside the porta potty and somebody has taped up a flyer of a horse for sale and put like the price on it. So I need you to go check the porta potties and see if any Percherons are for sale.
I know.
That's how you get the real price.
I think that's an eventer thing. When you go to an event, and sometimes they do it at the driving shows, but the only person that does it at the driving shows was an eventer.
That is an inventing thing, and it's so bizarre. Like, I don't want to read about your horse right now. I'm trying to hover over this thing and not touch anything.
I know. I know. I can't write down your number. I'm not taking my phone out of my pocket at this point.
Yeah. Well, this is great. I'm so proud of you guys and so excited for you guys. And I got to tell you that Robin, I was driving home from the airport, and Robin is like, "Are you?" She's messaging me via Facebook. "Are you there? You have a computer. You've got to watch this." And she was giving me the play-by-play of everybody. So, Robin, thank you very much for giving me the play-by-play.
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Robin.
I had to share it with somebody.
And I have to say, we did meet a lot of listeners there at the place, and we hung out with them, which was fun. And and I have to say that the Percheron Congress, the show management was so wonderful to us. And, you know, for inviting us up here, we had so much fun, and this is just a great group of people. So we can't thank them enough.
Considering they're all broke, they're probably hungry, and y'all are oh my God, that is such an amazing amount of money. I'm going to tell Chad, because, you know, I've been in the market for a dressage saddle, and I think that it's time to go ahead and up the game and get that Devaku. Why not? I mean, it's not
in the grand scheme, if you tell him that you were thinking about getting into Percherons, he'll buy you the saddle so you stay in eventing. It's cheap compared to Percherons.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh, I'm totally using that angle. Babe, we need a couple tractor trailers to start moving my future Percherons to the shows.
Yeah.
One just for hay. That's insane. Well, Wendy, and I know Glenn's behind you. Congratulations, both you guys, for going up there and doing it. And I'm so glad that the World Percheron Congress invited you. And thanks for coming on the show and talking about it.
Well,
yeah,
thanks.
One more question.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, is Glenn happy that he did not get the DFL award, or is he sad?
Are you happy that you didn't get the trophy we donated, or are you sad?
I'm a long way from that.
Yeah, he beat Dr. He was happy. He came in fourth place. He was really
happy.
Yeah,
he did well.
And also, it was so funny, the girl actually, what was her name, from the Gentle Giants, right? I think it was
Katie,
Christine.
Right?
Katie.
She creamed those cones.
She looks totally fabulous. I was super jealous, and I was like kicking myself that I didn't bring a fascinator because I had no hat, and I was like, oh my God, I don't have a hat, I don't have lipstick. I am like definitely a radio show person, and so the TV people look great. But Katie went out there, and I don't know what she had trouble smearing it. She just mowed over every cone, and we gave her a new one. She was happy about it.
That was funny.
That's awesome. Yeah. So
I love the fact that the DFL award is catching on, because I'm the one who wins that every time I go to a horse trial with my new horse. So DFL award has been me. So I'm sad that Glenn didn't win it, but I'm glad that he was able to donate it.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for joining us. Tell Glenn we said hi, give him a big hug, and tell him we're really proud of him. And I'm proud of you, too, and going out there and driving those big old Percherons. And we will talk to you again very soon.
All right. Thanks so much. And Glenn will be back tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye, Robin.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, it's time for the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week, and here's Debbie to tell us all about it.
This month I'm going to be featuring the B Vertigo Vicky Vest with detachable sleeves, but that's just one piece of the B Vertigo Winter Collection that we have in stock here at Equestrian Collections and ready to ship out. But the one I picked to talk about today is the Vicky Vest with detachable sleeves, and that's because I think it's a great idea. It's two pieces of clothing in one for the same price. This B Vertigo is a very high-end line of clothing from the company Horse, which people are very familiar with. And it has it's a winter jacket. It's waterproof. It's a waterproof jacket and breathable, of course. It's got a little hood. There's all kinds of pictures on our website, which is www.equestriancollections.com. And the best part is you can take the sleeves off and it becomes a vest. So it is a little expensive. It's around $220, but it's two pieces of clothing in one. And we have them in stock in all sizes and ready to ship. This particular coat comes in two colors, a peacock dark blue and a gray. And those pictures are both on the website. We also have a lot of the other Bee Vertigo winter line in stock. So give us a look.
That's awesome. I particularly like the gray one. That's very attractive. I'm going to have to check into that. Thanks so much, Debbie, and we'll see you again next week.
Well, thank you so much, Equestrian Collections, for being a part of today's show. We've got our next guest on the line, and a little bit of background is Robin and I both have issues with hard keepers. You know, I told you guys that a massive amount of feed that I shovel to Edward on a daily basis, and sometimes he decides he's just not going to eat it. And then Robin also has a horse who's constantly, you know, seeing the vet for different things and being very, very thin and a hard keeper. So we thought that it would be good for both of us, and Jennifer found her. Dr. Tanya Cubitt is going to be on the show today and talking about feeding the hard keepers. Now, she works for Performance Horse Nutrition, and ironically, she is at a place where there are no hard keepers at the World Percheron Congress. Good morning, Dr. Cubitt. Do we have her? Hello?
Yep, we've got Dr. Cubitt. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Now we can. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
And is it true you're at the World Percheron Congress right now?
I am heading there this afternoon. Right now I'm still driving around in New Hampshire, but we're on our way, and we're giving a talk there this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So.
Well, you will see plenty of horses that are not hard keepers there, so just shift gears a little bit. What is your talk going to be about there?
Talking about feeding performance horses. Certainly
oh,
not
gotcha.
Talking about how to put weight on horses.
No. So you must run in, being a nutritionist, you must run into a lot of people that have issues like Robin and I, and let's hear what you have to say about it, because I'm taking notes.
Well, you know, this time of year is actually the perfect time of year to start thinking about putting weight on horses, because a lot of times people will take the covers off in the spring and freak out. Oh, my gosh, what have I done? My horse is really thin. So now, before we get into the winter, is actually when we should be thinking about putting weight on the horse so that we come out of the winter and we're not looking at a scarecrow. So what I always recommend that people do, I've done the math that exactly how much feed it takes and how type of feed. And it really, to gain a condition score on a hard keeper, which is about on 40 to 45 pounds, amount of weight. So we need to be starting to do that now. And what that takes is over and above whatever you're feeding right now that's just maintaining your horse. People always choose lots of different cows.
Oh, saying, like you know, Dr. Cubitt, is there a way we can, we keep losing, you're kind of coming in and out, and I want to make sure we all hear this. Are you driving somewhere? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm just sitting right here, and I thought I had great service. Oh, gosh, I feel terrible. Let me try and get better service.
Well, you sound great now.
I just won't move. I'll sit right here. So what did you hear? Sorry about that.
Okay, just take us, you know, you pull the rugs off and then they're shocked, and so go from there.
Yeah, so what we know is that for about a 1,000-pound animal, to gain a condition score, so to go from a 4 to a 5, it takes about 40 to 45 pounds of weight gain. We know that we can do that in about 60 days safely. So what I've done is, because everybody has a different calorie source that they like to use for weight gain, whether it's oats or beet pulp, I've gone back and done the math on exactly how much it takes. of each of those ingredients if you were to choose them. So say over and above what you're currently feeding now, which is just maintaining your horse, he's not losing, not gaining. If you were to choose oats, you'd have to feed about 4.5 pounds of oats a day for 60 days on top of your current feed for him to gain that 40 to 45 pounds.
Okay.
Something like beet pulp, lots of people like to feed beet pulp, and it's a really highly digestible fiber source, but it doesn't have the calorie content of oats or the nearly the calorie content of something like oil. To get that amount of weight gain in 60 days by just using beet pulp, you have to feed about 5 pounds of dry beet pulp a day for 60 days. Now, everyone knows you're going to wet it, so that's about 20 pounds of wet beet pulp, and chances are there's no way your horse is going to eat that much. So I always go with oil, a fat supplement, a high-fat supplement like vegetable oil, and you can go to the grocery store and buy soybean oil or canola oil and feed your horse, and about 2 cups of oil a day for 60 days over what you were already doing just to maintain them will give you that weight gain that you want, will give you that 40 to 45 pounds in 60 days. Now, if you don't need that much weight gain, then you don't need to be feeding 2 cups of oil, but that analogy is just to show you how calorie-dense oil is. It's like if you started drinking ice cream every day, you would get that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I know, I wish I could.
So, but now you said vegetable oil, you said soybean, you said canola. What about the standard, when I grew up, everybody would feed corn oil. Is that something you frown upon?
I don't really frown upon. All oil will put weight on a horse, whether it's corn oil, soybean oil, rice bran oil, coconut oil. They all have the same calorie content, and they will all put weight on your horse. Then it comes to, okay, well, how do I select between all of those oils?
Yes.
When we first started feeding horses lots of oil in the past, we fed a lot of corn oil. It was readily available. It was inexpensive because they weren't using it for ethanol production and that kind of thing. And it's highly palatable to horses. But what we know now is through our own human nutrition, omega-3 fatty acids are important for anti-inflammation. And corn oil has very high omega-6 fatty acids, which the horse already gets plenty of. They're part of your horse's inflammatory response, which is also important. But corn oil has no omega-3 fatty acids. So if we're trying to select between the oils, we usually don't recommend corn oil anymore. It's typically more expensive, and it has no omega-3 fatty acids. It will still put weight on your horse, but there are better selections. If you're just looking in the grocery store, then going for something like soybean or canola oil will give you slightly better omega-3 fatty acids than corn oil.
Gotcha. Okay, good to know. So I need to take back that giant vat of corn oil I bought at Costco and switch it out.
I'm sure they can sell you vegetable oil. Can't take it back. It's not going to harm your horse. It'll certainly put weight on them, but there are better options.
Okay, good to know. All right, so is there something you recommend for, you know, younger horses? Is there a difference between younger horses versus older horses that are hard keepers?
You know, with younger horses, I always have to caution owners. Okay, so we've got a young growing horse that's still growing, and perhaps they're going to be taking them to competitions. There may be young halter horses or something that they're trying to take to competitions as youngsters. We have to be very careful how much weight are we going to put on these horses. Now, if it's a really thin horse, obviously we want to put weight on it. But if we're just trying to put a little extra coverage so he looks like a more mature horse that's in the show ring, we have to be careful about that. It's just like having an overweight young child. It's not healthy for them. It's not healthy for their growth to have all that extra weight on their joints. With a young growing horse, I'm always going to look at the quality of the protein because we're developing muscle. So I'm going to look at adding alfalfa to the diet because it's high quality protein, high in lysine, which is really important. I'm always a proponent of adding more fat to the diet versus lots more cereal grains, just because it's safer to feed the horse that. Horses aren't really designed to eat very large quantities of grain. So you'll see across the board nutritionists and companies going towards more of the high-fat, high-fiber type feeds for weight gain and performance versus the high cereal grain feeds.
This is, like, such good information. I mean, I'm taking so many notes right now.
That's the problem.
I have a horse that is the thoroughbred, and he, like, just last night, you know, I just turned him out, and he just decides he's going to gallop all around the entire pasture about 47 times. And he just can't respect. And I'm like, I'm looking at my husband, I'm like, this is why we can't freaking keep weight on him. Because he just goes over and he just canters around. So besides just adding the fat, and he's on alfalfa, I could definitely add some more fat. He's on the beet pulp too. I do that because I live in the desert and I like for them to get that water.
That's good intake.
So between all of those, do you recommend too, because I just got some of this, like this poor horse, I just shovel things in his mouth if he'll eat it. I just got some flax seeds. And I have a coffee grinder, and I was thinking about grinding up the flax seeds. Do I have to grind them? Do you have any recommendations with that?
Yeah. So if you think about flax seed, you're feeding it for the oil content, really, for weight gain. You do have to grind them. If you don't, the enzymes in the horse's gut can't break down the outer seed coat, so you're just feeding some manure. So you need to grind them if you're going to do them at all. But there's really not that much oil in the seed because it's diluted with all the fiber in the seed. So it might make you feel good, but you're really not getting that much benefit out of feeding flax seed to horses. The other thing about the omega-3s is not all omega-3s are the same. Omega-3 fatty acids that your horse uses for anti-inflammation or brain and eye function are... Now, I'll use my little acronyms because if I say the words out in full, I'll get tongue-tied and it'll sound terrible. So what we use are DHA for brain and eye development. All pregnant animals and pregnant women need DHA. And EPA is used for anti-inflammation. What you get in flaxseed is ALA. Now, that isn't used by the animal for anything. It has to be converted to those other omega-3s. The conversion of ALA to those other ones is not very good. So if you're really looking for adding significant amounts of omega-3s for inflammation, then you really should be adding something like a fish oil.
Okay. Okay. See, somebody else told us that.
Don't even worry about flaxseed.
Okay. Yeah, somebody else told me fish oil, and I'm a vegetarian. I'm going to keep my horse a vegetarian. So,
you know what? And what you can do is where fish get their omega-3s from is algae. So there are actually sources of algal omega-3s that are coming on the market. So you can look at some of the companies are incorporating algal forms of omega-3. It's amazing. Algae can do all kinds of things, and they can grow this highly fortified algae with omega-3, and some companies are putting that in their products. So as a vegetarian, seek out a supplement that's using algal forms of omega-3. It's going to be really high, too, in those DHA.
That's going to be something I'll be eating it, too. That's the next thing.
Lick out of the tub.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
So, all right. Robin's going to ask you a question here, but I need to know, before I hand you over to Robin, there's so many brands. And there's so many types. And, you know, you go into the feed store and they're like, oh, you need to buy this one or this one or this, and this is better than what you're buying. And I get really frustrated. So, you know, there's Nutrina, there's Purina, there's all these other brands. What do you buy for your horse?
You know what? You need to go in and the first thing you need to do is feed your horse enough hay. And good quality hay. That is the foundation to your horse's feeding program. Then it's going to come down to what feed brand is available in your area, which one's the most cost-effective for you. And then you have to make sure that you're feeding the recommended amount on the back of the product. if you're not feeding enough, then choose a bag where you feel comfortable feeding the amount that is recommended to your horse. If the product you currently buy recommends you feed 5 pounds and you only feed 3 and you don't want to feed anymore, find another product where you can feed only that 3 pounds, so something a little more concentrated. Okay. Because if you don't, you're shortchanging your horse on all the other nutrients like copper, zinc, selenium, which are also really critical.
Okay. Robin?
Yes, thank you. On the other hand, Jamie's horse runs around and burns all, all his energy and his calories. However, I have an older thoroughbred. Of course, they have to always be thoroughbreds. That's what my vet says. Your horse looks like that because he's a thoroughbred, but I want my horse to look good even though he's a thoroughbred. He's 23, and all he does is stand around and does nothing, and you can see all his ribs, and it just bugs me that I'm feeding him. He has Free Choice Coastal, and then once a day he gets about 8 pounds of alfalfa, and I give him 4 hours to eat that, more if he needs it. He likes to nibble and then wander and then go back, and then he gets he's getting Purina Senior, and he's getting currently corn oil. I'll be switching that as soon as I'm done. Container. And he gets some probiotic and another supplement that's supposed to like cover everything that he needs. And I recently started seeing if hay cubes would help, like alfalfa cubes, because I had heard something about with hard keepers that if you feed them something that they don't have to chew as much, but of course I'm soaking the hay cubes, so he just has to put it in his mouth and swallow it, basically, that helps them not burn any extra energy. Is that true, or is somebody just feeding me a line?
It's not really true. The digestibility difference between a bale of alfalfa and an alfalfa cube is not really any different. Sure, he probably burns a few extra calories munching on the hay, the pellet or the cube, but not enough that it's going to be causing him to lose weight. On the flip side, though, he is an older horse. I don't know whether his teeth are great, if he has a tendency want to eat a lot, maybe eating the hay takes him a lot longer. So feeding him cubes or pellets that you can wet and make more of a mash out of may actually be more beneficial just from another standpoint, that he can eat it more quickly. He might prefer it. Sometimes with the cubes or pellets, we'll put some other flavoring additives in there to make it more palatable to them. But the other thing, you mentioned you were doing a probiotic. Like the omega-3s, not all probiotics are the same. So I would make sure that whatever probiotic you're feeding to this older horse, think about older horses and younger horses are kind of similar. Younger horses are developing their digestive tract. Older horses, everything's just slowly breaking down. So with the older horse, I want to make sure, it sounds like you're feeding him a lot of fiber already. The coastal isn't as digestible as something like alfalfa, and it isn't as nutritious. So making sure he's getting the most out of the fiber that he possibly can is high on our priority list with him. So adding a probiotic that has as its primary component something called live cell yeast culture, that is designed to increase fiber digestion. There has been numerous studies done on live cell yeast culture's ability to enhance fiber digestion so that your horse is going to be able to get more out of what you're already feeding him. So I would make sure that whatever probiotic you're feeding has that as its primary ingredient. If it doesn't, then if it's more like just a live bacteria type probiotic, then I would be trying to find one that has high amounts of live cell yeast culture in it.
Okay.
Fantastic. Well, you've definitely given us a lot to think about. Thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about something that you probably talk about nonstop.
I love talking about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope we can have you back when we have some more questions. And I thank you again so much. Give us where we can find out more. People can contact you. Do you have a website, Facebook, any of that?
We have a website, www.performancehorsenutrition.com. And on that website, you'll find out about the different companies that we work with throughout the country. Up here in the northeast area of the country, we work with a company called Pool and Grain, and that's who I'll be going along to the Percheron Congress with. And then down in your neck of the woods, down in Florida, we work with a company called DAC Vitamins and Minerals. And through those companies, you can access us a little bit more. We've formulated all the products for those companies. So there's a phone number on our website. You can give us a call anytime.
Fantastic. We'll link to that on our Facebook page as well right now. And Dr. Cubitt, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Can't wait to talk to you guys again.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Hi, this is Gina Moronic from Wisconsin, and I am an official Horse Radio Network auditor, something I'm really proud to do and to be a part of in a small way, because it's something that I get a lot of information from. The Horse Radio Network and the convenience of the downloadable podcasts means that I can improve my horsemanship skills, my riding skills, or just really enjoy listening to friendly, informative programming whenever I'm driving to work or working on chores or at the barn even. So I hope you find it as enjoyable as I do. If you do, go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the banner to become a Horse Radio Network auditor. For as little as $1 a month, you can be involved in this great thing, too, and keep it going. Thanks.
And now we're going to hear from our daily song is Kristen Harris, The Horse Nobody Could Ride.
The horse that nobody could ride. Then down out of Cheyenne came a quiet and shy man who dared to try something that no man had tried. He sat down in the warm sun, 100 yards away from the horse nobody could ride.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
And thank you very much. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by, well, several of our friends, too many to name at this point. But so Robin, are you excited about being a part of the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge?
I sure am. I didn't get a chance to be a part of that last time.
Oh, really? So I'm kind of one-upping Glenn here.
Yeah, last time I got really bad ads.
Oh, okay, well, that was fun then. That was super fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about who we're going to talk to. And some of you will know our celebrity today is Lisa Wysocki. And, of course, she is the author of The Magnum Equation, The Opium Equation, Hidden Girl, The True Story of a Modern Day Slave. She is an amazing author, and she included us as the Horse Radio Network Horses in the Morning in her last book. So I think that she definitely qualifies as a big-time celebrity. And then we're going to have listener Mona Wheeler. And let's see, Jennifer, do you want me to go ahead and tell what everybody the prize is since you're busy getting everybody on the phone? I guess that's a yes because she's
Sounds
busy
like
getting
a yes.
everybody in. Yeah. So the prize today is the Equity MFG Braxton Fork. That is what everybody's playing for today. So big prize here on Horses in the Morning. The Equity's Braxton Fork is a premium quality manure fork built in the USA to last for years, and they do. The ultra-tough, distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented 13-month warranty against time breakage. They back it up. Patented flexible backbone lever relieves stress so tines don't snap. And besides durability, customer testing shows that these forks work better, too. A larger basket, lightweight fiberglass handle, flexible backbone, lever support, and ergonomic grip make picking up after your horse easier than ever. This is like the most scientific way to scoop poop, you guys. The Equity Stable, I added that. That's not in the commercial. The Equity Stable Fork is the solution to all your horse manure cleaning needs. And we thank Joseph for always being a sponsor here on Horses in the Morning and for giving away these fantastic prizes. Let's see. Trying to see if we've got our players on here. Is Mona here and Lisa here, Jennifer? I think they're still working on it.
Jennifer was checking on Lisa.
Okay, Mona's ready. So why don't you introduce Mona?
Okay, Mona Wheeler is playing as the listener today. And hello, Mona.
Come on.
Oh. It sounds like Blog Talk keeps hanging up on them, so calling back.
Jennifer, can you take Mona off mute, please? This is really frustrating. I'm sorry, Robin. Here we go. I'll take her off. Let's see. Mona, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good morning, Mona.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? Can you
We're
hear me?
Doing fantastic. Yeah. Well, Robin, go ahead and talk a little bit to our listener. Let us get to know Mona a little bit.
Okay, Mona, can you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Sure. I'm 28. I've got three kids, and I've been riding for as long as I can remember, although I don't really have a horse right now.
What kind of horse do you ride?
I had a quarter horse cross as kind of my first horse, my lifetime
okay.
horse, I guess. But I had to sell her. So I don't have a horse right now, unfortunately.
Okay, I thought you were currently riding. So you have three kids, so that's probably why you're not riding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. That's why I had to sell the horse.
Kids are expensive.
Yes, I have two and barely get the time to spend with my horses.
So all right,
were you...
well...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, Mona, are you planning to get back in with the horses?
Yeah, I am. I just, right now, my baby's only 7 weeks old, so I can't really, well, I mean, I guess I could strap her on and schlep her to the barn with me.
Oh, I know who you are. You're the one with the cutest new little baby.
Yep, the one that's making all the noise right now.
Oh, did you just hear my son walk in? Because now he's walking 16 months, and he just walked in with my husband's iPhone blasting music as loud as possible. So I just had to turn my mouth to get the baby out of the room. So I get it. Don't worry, Mona. Don't worry about it. And
I'm lucky
celebrity...
mine are in school.
Oh, wow. That happens too. That's awesome. Well, let's talk to Lisa, who is our celebrity today. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We are fantastic. We are Glenless today, so Robin's going to talk to you a little bit to you. I just can't thank you enough for coming on and being our celebrity today.
Oh, thank you. Well, this is going to be so much fun. I just can't wait.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Can you tell us if you've got any current projects that you're working on?
Well, I do. I just released Therapy Horse Selection, and it's all about selecting the therapy horse. But it's really great information for anybody who's looking for a horse, whether it's a therapy horse or not. And then I'm also looking for working on my third mystery, called The Fame Equation. It's going to be out in about a year, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Hey, we're getting a little bit of feedback, so let me see. I think that's Lisa. I think that's your phone, or Robin, maybe it's your headset, so see if you... I think it's Lisa. Lisa, you there?
I am. Is that any better?
Yes, that sounds much better. Fantastic. Well,
okay.
This is the way that this works, you guys. Congratulations on the new mystery, by the way. I'm super excited to read it. That'll be great, Lisa. Thank you. How this works is I'm going to start with Mona. I'm going to ask her a question, and then I'm going to go to Lisa, and we're going to go back and forth and back and forth until we get to the, if we needed, the tiebreaker, which I'll explain that when we get to it. Now, the prize today, Mona, you will use this no matter what, and you can pick up after your kids with the Flexin' Fork. That's the Equity MFG Flexin' Fork is the prize. Now, Lisa, you are playing for a charity. Who is your charity?
My charity is Colby's Army, and it's a therapeutic riding center in Fairview, Tennessee, and they also help the homeless and do a lot of really good stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, great charity. We'll make sure we put their link on our Facebook page so we can get to know them a little bit. Now, so I'm just going to go ahead and start. You're going to have basically about 5 seconds to answer each question. No Googling, okay?
Okay. I can't Google anyway. I'm on my phone.
As if you would think we would do that.
You'd be surprised, Lisa. You'd be surprised. All right, Mona, we're going to start with you. Hopefully, if your kids start to get in the way or the baby starts crying, you just let us know, okay?
Okay.
Time out. Yeah, exactly, Lisa. All right, so true or false, Mona, true or false, Man-O-War, the great famous Man-O-War racehorse, is the only other horse besides Game On Dude. Game On Dude, who just retired and went to Old Friends, to win the Santa Anita Handicap 3 times. Is that true or false?
True.
Oh, no. I don't even think the Santa Anita Handicap was around back then. It's just that was a made-up thing Jennifer did. She's mean. And remember, if you have complaints, you can send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com because she writes questions and don't be mad at me. But no, that is not true. Game On Dude is actually the only horse to win it. Oh, no, one other horse has won it 3 times, but it was not Man O' War. So we move to Lisa.
So who was it? Do we know?
I'm going to go. Robin, get on that. Find out who won the Santa Anita Handicap 3 times. That's your job. All right. So we move to Lisa, and I'll get you that answer. Okay. I got my people working on it. True or false? True or false? Jamie, that's me. Jamie's favorite racehorse, Wise Dan, recently announced his retirement to the Kentucky Horse Park, where he's going to have his own special barn built. Is that true or false?
Oh, wow. That's, I mean, own special barn, that's kind of, I'm going to say that's false.
You are correct. That is false, and that is not just the only part that's false. He's not retiring. He's going to be in the Breeders' Cup, and I'm going to see him at the end of the month. I'm so excited. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
I got my Breeders'
awesome.
Cup ticket. Yeah, so he hasn't even retired yet, and I get to go see him race. Yay! Okay, so currently the score is, I'm sorry, Lisa, what?
I said that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So if you couldn't tell. Mona, we're going to head to you. It is 0-1 right now, 0-1. This is going to be multiple choice, so you can wait for all your choices and then just take a stab in the dark. Okay. The Hambletonian is the most prestigious race in America for standardbreds, having been won this year by Jimmy Tactor at the Meadowlands Racetrack. In what state is the Meadowlands Racetrack? Is it A, Ohio, B, New Jersey, or C, Florida?
Gosh, I know nothing about this. I'll go Florida.
Oh. Good guess. 33% chance, but it's New Jersey. The Meadowlands is in New Jersey. Oh, I hear a sweet baby. Do you need to put us on hold? Do you need a timeout?
No. She was just on my lap and she fell off.
I get it, girl. I get it. It's like, how long does it take the baby to fall off the bed? It happened a few times in my house.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for it. She's just starting to wiggle a lot now. So
that's a horse girl saying right there.
Yeah, no kidding. How old is she and what's her name, by the way?
She's 6 weeks old and her name's Annette.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, just a tiny baby.
Oh, tiny. That's the kind of baby that's age that you haven't left the house in 6 weeks. Am I correct?
I went to Walmart a few times.
That's where you go when you have a baby 6 weeks old. I remember, too.
Exactly.
I was like,
the only place you could go.
Yeah. I would call my mom, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, making my weekly trip to Walmart.
It's so much harder to go to Walmart now.
I know it is. Bless your heart. Well, you're doing great. It's beautiful.
It gets better.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what people say, that once you have more kids, so then you get roped on in doing it again. All right, Mona, we're going to head down to Lisa. Lisa, you've got multiple choice too, okay?
Okay.
At what race course is the Grand National Hunt Race held each year in England? Is it A, Epsom Downs? Is it B, Ascot? Or C, Aintree?
Ooh. You know, I read a lot of Dick Francis books when I was growing up, and if I remember right, it's Aintree. Woohoo!
Oh.
Yay!
Ah, you got it. It is Aintree. Thank God for Dick Francis. Oh, my gosh. He was just,
absolutely.
He's just awesome.
Yeah.
Great book. Now, Mona, I understand that you are so sleep deprived, and this is just, it's not fair to ask you to do this, but this is your next question. You have to, and again, you're sleep deprived. You got a baby, on 6-week-old baby on your lap. Can't even hold its head up. You're working hard. But we're going to ask you to spell the word Cavison.
Cavison? C
see, CAVESSON. Woohoo!
Yay! You got it, girl! Oh,
woo-hoo.
My gosh. Your sleep-deprived self just totally spelled a word that I wouldn't have known how to spell had it not been sitting in front of me.
That's not an easy one.
No, not an easy one at all. Well, just for fun, we're going to make – obviously, Lisa is the winner because she's already answered two correctly against Mona's one. But I'm going to just – we're going to test her. She's an author. She's a writer. Let's test her spelling.
Oh, no.
Lisa, you have no editor behind you. How do you spell Frisian?
Oh, that's I think it is F-R-I-E-S-I-A-N. Woohoo!
She's good. Fantastic. Well done, you guys. This has been fantastic. Now, here's what I usually do is just for fun. We've got a tiebreaker, and it's called Name That Movie. Lisa, your charity is going to go ahead and get the Equity MFG Flex and Forge, but do you guys want to play Name the Movie just for fun?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I'm just going to start to read clues, and when you know what the movie is, you're going to use your name as your buzzer, okay? Just yell out your name, or Mona, in your case, since you got a baby on your lap, whisper your name.
So what if we shout out the wrong name?
Oh, you mean
get the wrong?
Oh no, Robin, Jennifer. Well, then we'll know that's you.
Okay.
If it's a random name, we'll know it's Lisa.
Okay.
Just last week, our celebrity said I was going to shout out her name and say the wrong answer. You already won, Lisa. All right, tiebreaker,
okay.
Name that movie. When you know it, I'm just going to read the clues, and then when you know it, yell out your name, and I'll call on you. All right, this film, released in 1990, was based on Marguerite Henry's novel of the same name. The story opens with the birth of a foal at a royal stable in ancient Morocco. Lisa!
Is it the Black Stallion?
You have a guess? It was a good guess, but the birth of a foal at a royal stable in ancient Morocco. Do you have a guess, Mona?
No, not yet.
Okay, we'll continue. The foal is born with a white heel, a sign that it will grow up to be as swift as the wind.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa.
Is it King of the Wind?
Hey. Good job.
That was a tough one.
Congratulations. That was a tough one. You know what? I can't even tell you that I knew that was a movie. I mean, I've read the book, but now this is a movie I'm going to have to go see because I love that story. Have you guys seen that movie?
Yes.
No.
Yes. And it's great. And the book is great. And, I mean, she was just such an awesome author, you know, wrote so many horse books. And I think a lot of us just grew up on all of her writing. So it was great. It was a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she write the Justin Morgan book?
She did. Justin Morgan had a horse. She wrote Misty of Chicoutimi. I don't know how to say it, but that's how I say it. So she is a staple for all young girls that like horses. You have to read all of her collections. Between her and Walter Farley, that kept my youth busy. I was under the covers reading all of the Black Stallion mystery, the Black Stallion novels, Black Stallion and the Ghost, Black Stallion and the Girl.
Yeah.
I read all of them. Every single one. So, congratulations. Lisa, tell us about your charity one more time.
Colby's Army. It's colbysarmy.org. And so we have a therapeutic riding center and also help the homeless, teach people about animal welfare and how to live a greener, more eco-friendly life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for winning this for them. We will get into, actually, I'm going to put you on hold. And Mona, bless your heart, sweetheart. You, at least you spelled the word right, but congratulations on your new baby.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to come on for a rematch when I'm not sleep deprived.
I know.
Ooh, she's throwing it down.
Yes, well, but you know what? I thought of it like you haven't slept in 6 weeks since you had the baby, and people say, "Oh, you haven't slept in 6 weeks." No, there's no sleeping in the last 5 months of pregnancy between being uncomfortable and having to pee every 5 minutes when you're sleeping. You haven't slept in 5 months and six and a half months. Am I right?
Exactly, and we spent like $1,000 on a new mattress right before I got pregnant, and I couldn't even sleep on it. It was so uncomfortable.
Oh no!
Awful.
Oh, that sucks. It's crazy. Well, congratulations on your baby, and yes, the rematch will be honored. And again, you will. I have a 16-month-old, and I'm still not sleep deprived. So you just let us know when that baby starts sleeping through the night. Let me know how you did it. All right, Mona. All right, Lisa. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We will talk to you again soon. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, if you like that game and you like winning Flex and Forks and everything we have to offer, we've got a couple prizes coming up for Really Bad Ads. And you guys, we need submissions for Really Bad Ads. And the prizes are going to be Dr. Rose's Remedies and from Horse Grooming Solutions. So, Robin, do you want to tell everybody what those prizes are? Read the little commercials that go with them.
Yeah. The Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment, salve, and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective for treatment in all manners of cuts and scrapes for your horse. And Dr. Rose's is the must-have product here at HRN headquarters to keep PT Scooter's delicate white pasterns free from dew poisoning and scratches. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local pack and feed supplier or visit them online at drrosesremedies.com.
And also
horse
grooming. I was going to say horsegroomingsolutions.com is also a prize.
I still need to win one of those.
Oh, they're so awesome. So awesome. Tell everybody what
horse
it
grooming,
is.
Yeah, horsegroomingsolutions.com. A grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. I just can't get over that. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine, which I have heard is Glenn's favorite. You can find them all at your local pack and feed supplier or online at horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Well, that's great. And those are the prizes. So get those Really Bad Ads in to the Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. I'm starting to get slowly some confirmations of the news story of Cigar. So sad, but he was 24 years old and he lived a fantastic life as an awesome racehorse, winning almost $1 million and becoming the stallion for a little bit, but then moving over to the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. So if you were lucky enough to see him when he was out there hanging out, consider yourself lucky. He is now, according to a couple news stories that are trickling in, he has passed away. And I don't know why. I don't know the reason besides being 24 years old. And there's got to be something, you know, because he was living the life of Riley out there. So we are very sad for the connections associated with Cigar. And, I'm kind of sad. But he had a good life, right?
Yeah. What a place to be. Live the rest of your years at.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Let's just get turned out and then, he was amazing, too. If you ever went to the Hall of Champions, which is where he was on display, they'd bring him out and do shows, he would walk out and stand there and pose. Like, you know, the models are getting their, you can hear the shutter clicking, and they're, like, looking left, looking right, and looking left. He would stand in one place, then walk to the next place and pose, and then walk to the next spot and pose. I mean, it was, you can get a bad picture of Cigar from the Kentucky Horse Park. So, lots of love being sent out as he heads over to the Rainbow Bridge. But, Robin, thank you so much for joining me and helping me co-host this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Don't get into Percheron driving. Unless you're rich.
Until after you win the lottery.
After the lottery. I don't even know if the lottery would do it.
Yeah. What's the quickest way to burn money when you win the lottery? Oh, let's go ahead and get into Percherons. That is crazy. That is crazy. That was amazing. Well, Robin, thank you so much. You did a fantastic job. And Jennifer, as always, thank you so much for being the man behind the curtain, or the woman behind the curtain, so to speak. And we appreciate it. And tell Glenn we said hi, and we are proud of him.
Woohoo!
And spay, neuter, geld. Oh, Robin, you got to have something to finish the show with. What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
You gotta have a spay, neuter, geld, a line. Go.
Wear your helmet.
There you go.
Hey, good one.
Even you Western people.
Amen.